Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God thinks of everything. And I don't say that lightly. I know I say it often, but I mean it every time. He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Now, as you all know, these topics are end days and his return is soon. And every broadcast I do with his instruction, and he puts something on my heart. People need to know what God is capable of. And the only way to know that is to believe his word. The way people receive his word shapes the way that they'll live. Some people won't receive God's word. Some people can even judge that it's true, but they just don't receive it. And they don't live by the word of God. And their life ends up out of control. But when people have, as we grow in life and learn his ways and receive his knowledge, his ways, and do those things, do the things of God, love people like God loves you, and receive the love of God in your life, and do the things that produce life and not the things that kill life, you can't do nothing but prosper and go forward. And the theme is still end days, but this topic is called prosperity. The Lord put it on my heart to do a prosperity teaching. And a lot of people frown on prosperity because of the way other men of God have presented it. Now remember, the things of God are the things of God. And sometimes people get off track. There are tares sown among the wheat. Some people just going to do wrong. And no matter where you go in this life, you can easily run into Satan. Satan is not isolated to certain places. He's not isolated to bars and clubs and whiskey houses. He go wherever people go. He go wherever people are not watching. He'll go to school. He'll go to church. He'll go to college. He'll go wherever people go. Unless people run him out, out of their life, he'll hang around. Now, and we have examples. That's why the people of God had to drive out the Canaanites. God gave Israel Canaan land, which is now modern day Israel, and some of the surrounding countries around Israel. All of that land, God gave it to Israel. And they were supposed to drive out the Canaanites, just like we're supposed to drive Satan out of our lives. Jesus gave us power and authority over him. Now, if you pay attention to the Lord and do what he does, you'll be able to live just like him. And you don't have to cower down to Satan and his tactics and his people and his ways. You can live a full life, even though he's an enemy to you. Now, instead of looking at how big Satan is, if you look at how big God is, you'll realize how small Satan really is. He tries to make himself look greater in your eyes than God. And he hijacks people's lives, just like bandits hijack airplanes. He tried to hijack your life. And he gets away with things because people are interested in his worldly ways. Now, the ways of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, that's your world system. Anything that you're interested in that God warned you about, whatever God told you not to do, those are the things that will give Satan power in your life. It's just like a man that's greedy. He can't be satisfied unless he gets more. And then when he gets more, he can't be satisfied until he gets more. And he never can be satisfied because things can't satisfy. Same thing with lust and the same thing with an ego trip such as pride. People that are proud, they got to be the best. They got to be foremost. They got to be the most intelligent, or they have no rest. And we're surrounded by people that's more intelligent all the time and more talented. And people who get in pride, they always get in fear. And fear always, and I mean always, attaches Satan to your life, unless it's the fear of God, which is the beginning of knowledge. All other kind of fear, fear in danger, fear in situation, fear in people, fear in death, fear in life, it all attaches Satan to your life. If you're a businessman, don't fear being broke. I learned these things the hard way, folks. It'll take hours to talk about how I learned all these things, but fear will attach Satan to your life. You have to drive these things away. And the word of God is the way to do it. Now, the first thing that God told Adam was to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. That, my friend, is a prosperity message all by itself. Now, if you walk in love, and you receive the knowledge of God, it's going to help you be fruitful. As you do the things of God, you're going to multiply in life. And then you're able to supply others. See, I asked the Lord for definitions of clarity so I can understand what he was saying. When you don't always understand the Hebrew and the Greek, you can just go and ask the Holy Spirit and he'll make it plain to you. I said, Lord, what is your definition of being fruitful? He said, it's to prepare yourself to give profit. In other words, it's just like a student, go to school, get an education, go to college, learn a skill and get a greater education. And then they can start working, serving mankind. Now, see, when the Lord made the great light, the sun, when he turned the sun on, and that, you know, just before he made Adam, it says the sun ruled the day, and the, you know, as if because it's serving. See, when something is serving in God's house, whatever is serving is the ruler, and when the moon is serving at night, when you finish college and you go to school to be a nurse or a doctor or a mechanic or whatever you go to school for, you're able to help people. You're able to serve mankind. You're going to get paid for your service. And remember, a good business deal, Scott Webb taught this very well, it leaves both parties better off. So when you're able to fulfill a need, you're able to serve mankind. And now you can get paid and you can serve your family. You can make sure your children and your wife have a place to live, a good place to live, and have the things that they need and some of the things they desire in life. And as you multiply, you know, I said, what's your definition of multiplying, my Lord? He said, to multiply is to increase greatly. Now remember, simple mathematics, to multiply is to at least double. That's what the Lord told Odie Berry, a friend of mine who does the intro song, you know. The Lord told him to multiply is to at least double. So if you're industrious, you work a job every day, why not increase? Find ways to increase. There are always, every day the Lord give us options of prosperity. And by that I mean you have an opportunity. Every day you get a new opportunity. When situations happen and you handle it God's way, it causes you to prosper. It causes you to gain rapport with people. When the place of employment, when they have problems and you help solve them, you can either talk about the boss or try to solve the problems that do exist. You can do that by having a good attitude. You can do that by giving good ideas. Well, see, people might steal my ideas and look better than me. Do it anyway. Eventually, people will know where the good ideas are coming from. People will steal your ideas. they will try to upstage you and look better. But keep doing what God put in your heart. You can't serve pride, and you can't serve with pride. Pride will hold things back. But the love of God goes forward. You're not going to lose anything if you, when we work as under God, hear me good, you will be promoted. With some people, they focus more on how they're going to be promoted. If this really works, preacher, I'm going to get a raise on my job. No, my friend, you may not ever get a raise on your job. Keep working as unto God by faith. That place may demote you even. Where are you going with this, preacher? That don't sound right. Keep working as unto God. Keep doing your best. God will promote you. God will promote you when man will not. I worked many jobs and never got promoted, and I got blessed in my own business. And then I had a job and I did get promoted. I walked in the door making top money and got raises. And then I got a business and God blessed my business. So multiply. There are so many ways. Don't limit God by one situation. Work is under God. See his handiwork. It takes time. If you're going to believe God, you're going to need patience. And you're going to need peace. The word of God will supply you with all the peace you need. And you can choose to have all the patience that you want. When you have peace, you don't need circumstances to generate your peace. Jesus did that already. You're just walking in what he did, no matter what happens. You're not limited. What I'm telling you is you're not limited by situations, people, and evil circumstances. You know, sometimes your spouse, they may not do the things you desire to do. They may want to go places you don't want to go. They may want to sit around the house when you want to go somewhere. They may not do the things that you really desire them to do. But you still got peace, and you can always have as much patience as you want, just like you can have as much peace and joy that you want. But don't depend on people for any of that. Because people are limited by their ways and their mind and their circumstances, how they were taught. People are full of limitations, no matter how wonderful and beautiful they are. No matter how creative they are, they're still limited. But God is unlimited. Enjoy people where they're at. I learned this from the Lord. This is prosperity. Enjoy your friends where they're at. Enjoy your family where they're at. They can't do everything that you desire them to do. They're not going to know everything that you wish they knew. And they're not going to always behave like you wish they would. But you can always love them. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. You got to see what's on the website because God is mightily moving by his spirit. Now, this broadcast is 30 minutes long instead of 15 on the radio. But for people that are hungry and want to know more, the Lord is providing it. And you can listen to these broadcasts again. Now, the scriptures will lead you where you got to go and help you go forward. You know, yield to the Lord and learn his ways. Fill your heart with the word of God and you'll remain at peace. If you receive peace, you can operate in peace. And you don't have to depend on what people are doing and what they're not doing and how you're treated. You will be treated unfairly in this world. Because Jesus didn't say, because you love me, everybody's going to treat you right and you won't have any problems. People will hate you because you are prosperous. People will hate your success. And they'll hate the wit that God gives you. And people will be jealous of your relationship with the Lord and the wisdom he gives you. And people will treat you unfair on purpose. Because he said they will persecute you for my name's sake. Think about it. There are colleges, there are groups in this world, and every religion even atheists, they can tolerate any crazy religion out there except Christianity. Everybody that side with Satan in the world and everybody who operates by the world system and by the world standards will have animosity against Jesus and against his people. Now, there's a harvest of people out there that never heard. They're going to buck and they're going to complain. But sometimes when you speak the word and live the life, you wake them up. And you get them, you help them come out of their limited ways. You help them come out of the darkness of this world. And you help them see who Jesus really is. Now, most people, if Christians would bother to introduce Jesus to them, not just by preaching, but by living the life. That's your first witness, the way you live every day, the kind of advice you give, your influence. All of this can be according to the word of God, and it will definitely wake people up. It's always noticeable, and it can't be hidden. Jesus said a city set on a hill can't be hid. So when you love God and do his ways, you can't be hid either. You're obvious if you walk in the love of God. And then when you tell your testimony, see, the Holy Spirit will guide you when to tell your testimony. And you'll tell that testimony to the right people and they will get saved. And remember, when people get saved, they're changed and they become just like you. They become just like Jesus. And some people will run faster and do greater things, which is what we want. I don't want to be the smartest and most advanced Christian. I want people to do much better. The next generation will. Because they'll be able to learn more at a younger age. Just like I learned from Kenneth Hagin at a younger age, I was able to do the very same things that he did. The testimonies that I looked up to and thought that's wonderful. Then as I obeyed the word, I saw it happening in my own life. And more so. And then when the Lord opens the door for you to minister, you don't really have to be a preacher to minister the word. We're all ministers of reconciliation. And the Lord will open doors for you to minister, and there are spiritual gifts to help you out. And remember, the guidance of the Holy Spirit is prosperity. All of these things cause you to prosper in every way, health-wise. The word of God, Jesus did something about our bodies being healed by his stripes. They took those Roman soldiers beat his body till he did not look like a man. Now, some theologians say that he had 39 stripes, minus one, because they only, you know, the Jewish, they only whipped you 39 times. But the Roman soldiers beat you till you just about died. He didn't look like a man anymore. You couldn't tell that he was a human. You could barely tell. It was bad. Very bad. And he took those marks on his body, those stripes, is the reason we can claim healing. But you have to believe it by your faith. Just like salvation. He died for you so that you don't have to die. But you got to believe it. And you got to walk in love. Because he equipped you to walk in love with a new birth. He gave you a new heart. And he loved you and forgave you of all your sins. So you got to go and forgive everybody that did you wrong too. He requires us to operate according to the love of God. And he did all this so we could step out of the world system. So don't walk back into the world system. It's easy to live according to God's word, especially if you take time and fill your heart with his word. And eventually you will learn it. When you receive the word of God, you receive strength to live. And as you operate in it, you're going to learn why God said the things he did. And you'll be educated. You're educated partially when you study it. You're educated more so when you live it and act on it. And as you go forward, you see you're educated in them even more. And it, and things work together for good. As we pray in the Holy Spirit, we, things work together on our, the Holy Spirit will direct our lives. And if we take time and study the Word, studying the Word, if the Word is in your heart, the Holy Spirit has something to communicate to you with. And He'll help you understand the Word of God and the intended meanings. Don't worry about the King James translation. It's translated in a way that's old English, but the Holy Spirit, he's the master of language. So take time and study the Word of God. If you have the Revised Version, study that. The Holy Spirit can work you through. He can illuminate your heart and your mind to the Word of God. But you got to give Him a chance. If you study the Word and fill your heart with the Word of God, it will become impossible. Hear me good, folks. It will become impossible for you to be depressed or remain depressed. If you came to the Lord and you suffered with all forms of depression, and you fill your heart with the Word of God, you will kill that depression in your life. It won't be able to exist. You'll find yourself laughing about things that you almost blew your brains out about. Because the Word of God will charge your heart so much, you will want to live again. When people are depressed, they see no point to their life. They don't think anything good can happen, and even if it did, they wouldn't be happy anyway. Depression is demonic. And depression is the opposite of filling your heart with God's Word. It's just what it is, a depression, a void of God's Word in your heart. And it starts with any form of sorrow that gets out of control. Satan is evil, and he's trying to disconnect man from God so he can kill us. I have so much compassion for people, even if they don't like me. That has nothing to do with it. I know that Satan set people's lives up to destroy them. Even people that would hate me, I'm not mad at them. I don't hate them back. Because I still pray for people. Every soul, I want them to go to heaven. I want them to know the love of God that I was introduced to. Because when a man gets saved, he's changed. See, when God warned you about something, when He warned you about something, He's telling the truth. And you're just going to have to receive what He's saying. Now, when the Lord made Adam, He knew, He did everything. He set Adam up to win, and He desired Adam to win. He wanted Adam to be just like Him. He set Adam up to operate just like He does. The same five commandments He gave Adam is the very same commandments or principles that He used to build everything you see. See, when you look up in the night sky, see all those stars. Jesus did that. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word of God became a man. He was legally born in this world just to save us and teach us who the Father is and show us a representation of who He is. And when you study the life of Jesus, you're also studying the life of the Father, the love of God towards man. And when we get saved, see, we got a brand new heart and we have a lot of love in our heart. That first love is wonderful and holy and it's just wonderful. It's beautiful. Best thing ever. When you have that kind of love in you, you want to be a blessing to people. You wish the best for people, even people that don't like you. Because you're charged with the love of God. You just received it when you believed on Jesus. And now it's different. You're not the same. You're a new creature now. So what you have to do is fill your heart with the Word of God so that you can be what God intended you to be. And you can do the very same things that he did on your level, in your life. Just like He left all those beautiful stars out there in the night sky. Imagine everybody you you meet and talk to, you leave a pattern of good works. You give good advice to people as you meet them. You help people when you can. And sometimes you can't really talk to people, but you see the need they have and you can pray for it and God can help them. Now, what if you went around praying for people, the good and the bad? You were praying for, and the Lord was helping them out, helping them see the love of God, helping them sense what's right, helping them dodge what's wrong. Because he'll honor your prayers mean too much to God. Your prayers are just like Jesus' prayers. But see, the enemy tries to hide all these facts, these wonderful facts I'm talking about, from you and from me. But the Word of God reveals it, and the Holy Spirit will point it out. And then you'll have faith in it and act on it, and it will be true. Now, consider the warning of God. In Genesis chapter 3, the Lord made a statement. Genesis 3, Genesis 2, I'm sorry. Verse 7 says, this is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden. From thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates, which is still there. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Now remember, you have to pay attention to what the Lord is saying. He said the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, much as you want, whenever you want. Freely, that's what it means. Then he said in verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now I said earlier, this is a prosperity message, but you can't have prosperity unless you know how to sustain it. And you can't have life either. You can't keep it if you can't sustain it. You got to know what to watch out for. Obeying God will help you sustain what you're working for, what you put in for, what you've been blessed by. You know, the things of God that you've been blessed to own and have and enjoy. Do what God say and you'll keep it. What's the point in being prosperous and you're going to lose it? Now, Adam had the whole world and he lost it. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. If you love the world system, not the people now, I'm not talking about the people of the world, I'm talking about the system. Now, it's pointed out in 1 John, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You're depending on things to satisfy you, and it's impossible. That's depending on people to satisfy you, and it's impossible. That's status, how people look at you. Pride, that will kill you. That's the those things are the opposite of the character and love of God. If you want a nice car, work for it. Buy one. Enjoy it. It's not God. Don't ever let what you own be God to you. Don't depend on that nice car to make you happy. Don't depend on that nice car to give you joy and peace. Enjoy it. It's a thing. But love God. Stay focused on the love of God. Love man. Don't try to be preeminent against man. Don't try to make people feel small. Don't try to supplant people. Don't covet other people's wives and possessions. Don't kill for it. And don't try to undo what God is doing in other people's lives because they did better than you. Those are the deadly things. And that's what Satan's going to tempt you. The day you eat of that tree, you're going to surely die. See, when Adam ate off that tree, he became sinful. And also the opposite of the heart of God. The Lord once told me that disobedience is the first cause of poverty. All forms of poverty has a cause, folks. Cold religion teaches that God don't want you to have anything but what he give you. He don't want you to aspire to receive things. And then people went overboard.